We have a couple charges today. One is a charge to you, Michael. That's for me. I told Michael my charge is going to be no more than 42 minutes long. Or was it 2 to 4 minutes long? I don't know what it was. But this is a charge to you, Mike. Mike, you're being called to be a shepherd of God's flock here at Crossroads Community Church. And as such, I would like to begin first by reading 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. It says, "To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder, a witness of Christ's sufferings, and one who will also share in the glory to be revealed. Be a shepherd of God's flock that is under your care, serving as an overseer, not because you must, but because you're willing, as God wants you to be. Not greedy for money, but eager to serve. Not lording it over to those entrusted to you, but being an example to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive your crown of glory that will never fade away." Mike, these sheep at Crossroads are now being entrusted into your care. My prayer is as you submit to the chief shepherd, Jesus Christ, that the flock here will submit to you as their under shepherd here at Crossroads. As a shepherd of God's flock here at Crossroads, you are being called to get to know all of the different and unique sheep that God has placed into your care. It will take time. It will take a lot of love. It will take wisdom and patience to get to know each and every one of the sheep that are here. And so I would encourage you to spend plenty of time on your knees praying for each and every one of these sheep. As a shepherd of God's flock here at Crossroads, you are being called to lead these sheep. I know that you will lead these sheep through your words and with your deeds. My prayer is that you will lead God's flock in a mighty way as you preach and teach the full counsel of the Word of God. And as a shepherd of God's flock here at Crossroads, you are being called by God to be an example to the flock. You're not going to be sinless. But the sheep are going to be watching you in the way you lead. So as Paul charged Timothy, I also charge you. Set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. Devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to the preaching, to the teaching of the Word of God. Do not neglect the gifts that God has given to you. Be diligent in all these matters. Give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and your doctrine closely. Persevere in them, and may the Lord bless you as you shepherd God's flock here at Crossroads. Amen. Amen.